From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Well, those that work at the Washington Post want more cash. Share the wealth, they say to Jeff Bezos. And why wouldn't they? He's now worth $141 billion or some ridiculous amount of money. He has $49 billion more than Gates, $60 billion more than Warren Buffett. Think about that. That's to share the wealth, you know, or the well-trained socialist peasants at the Washington Post are going to get pitchforks and torches and be on their way. Trust me on this. All right, so here's a big revelation from yesterday. Hey, Jeff, come out of there with your cash. From yesterday. James Comey under federal investigation for the handling of classified information. That's right. That came out of the hearings yesterday on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Former FBI Director James Comey under investigation for mishandling classified information. That confirmed by DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz. He is specifically under investigation for his handling of memos he wrote about interactions with President Trump while FBI director. Here is a real quick catch. Is the IG investigating Comey's handling of his memos about Trump? This comes from Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Horowitz, yes, we're investigating it, and they will produce a report on it. Well, then, that's going to be a little bit of difficulty, isn't it? Yes, that's going to be difficult. Comey said he did not expect a report of his handling of classified information because that's frivolous. I don't happen to think that it is frivolous, Senator Chuck Grassley said during a Senate hearing on Monday. But Comey said it was. Comey, who apparently, here's another funny thing. Comey is, according to his attorney, out of the country, and yet on his Twitter account, he was posting pictures, ironically, from Iowa. And Chuck Grassley says, it looks like he's in Iowa. At any rate, it doesn't matter. But that's Grassley. So during the hearing yesterday, a lot of interesting exchanges because the IG report, if you listen to the left, they'd have you believe that somehow the left, the IG report says there's no bias in the FBI and there's no bias in the Hillary Clinton investigation. Not so. Let's listen to Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. John Kennedy, who I find interesting, he took a colorful path through some questions to Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and Christopher Wray was also there, the current director of the FBI. Kennedy started with a laundry list of some of the more remarkable emails discovered during the course of the investigation. Go ahead with bite one.
I want to read you some of the emails and text messages that came out of your report. These were all emails, instant messages, and text messages by senior members of the FBI. They were involved in the Clinton email investigation, the Russian investigation, the Mueller investigation, and in some cases, all three. 8/16/2015, Peter Strzok, quote, Bernie Sanders is an idiot like Trump. 2/12/2016, Lisa Page, I'm no prude, but I'm really appalled by this, so you don't go looking in case you haven't heard. Trump called him the P word. The man has no dignity or class. He simply cannot be president. 2/12/16, Peter Strzok. Oh, Trump's abysmal. I keep hoping the charade will end and people will just dump him. The problem then is Rubio will likely lose to Cruz. 3/3/16, Lisa Page. God, Trump is a loathsome human. 3/3/16, Peter Strzok. Oh, my God, Trump is an idiot.
You want me to call?
3/3/16, Lisa Page. Also, did you hear Trump made a comment about the size of his, I'm not going to use the word.
And it goes on and on and on to the point where the Page and Strzok are discussing how they blocked Trump from ever becoming president. Clear bias. Clear bias. So, fast forward now to Kennedy's closing remarks real quickly, bite two, asking him, man, do you believe in the tooth fairy? Go.
Do you believe in the tooth fairy?
Nope.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
Nope.
Do you believe that Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes?
Not based on what I've read.
Do you honestly believe that the American people are going to look at this report and look at those emails and not believe that there was bias and people acting on bias and that the fix was in at the FBI?
I completely understand the concern, Senator, and that's why we've laid all this out here, and that's why we found that it impacts the credibility of the handling of the investigation and
impacts the credibility. And he goes on, and we're going to get back to more of that. Horowitz, in essence, admitted time and again yesterday that there was bias, and there is bias at the FBI at the highest levels. Well, and Christopher Wray rebuked. We're saying, well, it's just a small group of people at the FBI that have a problem. And it was pointed out, yeah, that small group of people happened to be the director of the FBI, the deputy director of the FBI, the lead investigator in the Hillary Clinton investigation, the lead investigator in the Trump investigation. It's a small group of people that are biased. That's correct. It just happens to be the people that are running the place. It just happens to be the most powerful people in the room that have this bias. And that's what you might want to focus on. The problem is, yes, it's a small concentrated group of people, four, five, six, whatever it is, maybe. They just happen to be the director, the deputy director, his number one man, his number one woman, the people that surround them. They're the ones that are biased. So for those that would kind of dismiss this as not being a big deal, wrong. And that's why it's really important that James Comey is now going to be investigated. He is being investigated and a report's going to be issued. James Comey will be referred for prosecution. Because if Andrew McCabe misled investigators, then it's pretty clear from where I sit at this point that James Comey did more. And what James Comey did was worse. Because Andrew McCabe worked for James Comey. They knew what was going on. Make no mistake. 25 after now on the 19th of June. A quick break. We'll be right back. Don't miss the sexiest job of the week coming up later right here on the Steve Gruber Show.